One of the things that we've learned in science today is that there is a relationship between happiness and physical health.
Yes.
And that relationship now has been quite well established. What we don't yet understand is how that comes to be. What changes occur in the brain of a happy person that lead to changes in the body which may be beneficial for health. But we do know that there is some relationship between happiness and physical health. We also know that an agitated mind, strong emotions, particularly unregulated emotions, obscure our ability to perceive things clearly, obscure our ability to accurately make perceptual discriminations. They cloud the mind. And so there is good scientific evidence to suggest that being able to effectively regulate our emotions and maintain some emotional balance.
Yes.
Is something that enables us to perceive the world more clearly and with less distortion. So those are some qualities, I think, that are important for a healthy mind. But one of the important components of our center is to investigate what a healthy mind is, because I think that at this stage of scientific research, it's a little, from a scientific perspective, premature to be certain about what it is that constitutes a healthy mind. And the other thing that we did in naming the center is we have plural healthy minds, because we think there are probably different ways to express a healthy mind, not just one way. And there is an intuition that there are many ways to be healthy, and that is part of our scientific agenda over the next years.